But even if there had been water, life doesn't start overnight. Even a simple microbe is the product of complex chemical systems that take millions of years to evolve. Had the water lasted long enough for life to form?
Well, when we look at the history of life on Earth, it appears to start very quickly, maybe 100 million years. Now, that seems like a long time, but for a planet, that's short. So I would guess that if there was water on Mars for a couple hundred million years, then life had a good shot of getting started there.
And soon they found evidence that water had been there for millions of years. It was all because of one very important picture. Sent back in December 2000, it was of vast formations of sedimentary rock. Sediment is basically made of sand and can only have been deposited over millions of years by a huge body of water, like a lake or an ocean. It showed that there had not only been masses of water, but that it had been around easily long enough for life to form. The sediments on the surface are now dry and exposed. If they ever had contained life, it cannot possibly have survived. However, scientists hope that microbes deeper down might still be alive, frozen in the ground.
To find the actual organic remains of a Martian organism, we're going to need to go to frozen material. In the ice, life might have been preserved, frozen in the state of suspended animation.
No one at this stage can know if microbes formed millions of years ago could have survived on Mars. But there are indications that this really is possible. Antarctica, the closest place on Earth to conditions on Mars. More extreme even than Iceland, it's the coldest place on our planet. Until a few years ago, no one thought that anything could survive being deep frozen for millions of years. But research here has helped change that.